Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is a great and ambitious new project, which we mentioned yesterday, that is just being launched by this government despite all of the other distractions. It's an investigation of the possibility of other forms of life in our universe, and that we don't know anything about right now, and basically trying to probe some of the mysteries that have been ongoing about what are now called unidentified aerial phenomena. That's UAP, not UFO, but it's the same idea. 16 experts and scientists, including a former NASA astronaut, Scott Kelly, who's a former fighter pilot and test pilot, and a retired U.S. Navy captain. They are joined and actually led in this effort by Professor Ari Loeb of Harvard. He received a Ph.D. in plasma physics at age 24 from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and was subsequently a long-term member of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. He is now tenured at Harvard. He is the Frank B. Baird, Jr., Professor of Science and former chair of the department. And he joins us once again to talk about this new undertaking by NASA, a study committee on unidentified aerial phenomena. Are you excited about this development coming on top of your Galileo project, which you had already launched?
Well, the NASA study intends to advise NASA whether to invest funds in the research of unidentified objects in the sky. So they will frame their recommendations in June 2023. And so we have some way to go as to whether they will recommend it or not. I was asked to speak with them at their first meeting yesterday, October 24th, and I'm encouraged that NASA has a conversation about this subject, but it will take a while before it translates into funds that advance our knowledge about these objects. And the other thing is they will look only at unclassified data, which is a small fraction of the data that the government has, and the best data is classified. So it's not clear to me that they will actually have access to the most intriguing evidence that the intelligence agencies are talking about to Congress, and also military personnel are talking about to Congress under classified discussions. Altogether, it's encouraging, but I don't think it will change the landscape. And what we are doing within the Galileo project is actually moving forward with private funding. We are already getting data in a suite of instruments that we are using to monitor the sky.
Okay, in terms of the classified information, can you tell us legally and ethically what the nature of that classified information is, why it is considered classified?
Yeah, it's very simple. The government, the U.S. government, is using sensors that are classified for national security purposes to monitor the sky and protect the United States against adversaries. And that includes espionage, it includes possible ballistic missiles and other things. And obviously, it doesn't want to reveal the quality of the sensors that are being used to monitor the sky. And as a result, all the data that they collect is not released, because once you see the data, you would be able to reverse engineer and figure out what kind of sensors the U.S. is using. And so the data is classified because the sensors are classified, whereas the sky is not classified. So if you were to look at the sky with unclassified sensors, you could release the data. Okay, so that's what the Galileo project is trying to do. It's a scientific research project. We are not planning to go to any sensitive areas that, you know, near military bases or anything, and we will just look at the sky the way astronomers look at the sky, except we will monitor all the objects across the entire sky at all times, which astronomers do not do. And then we will try to figure out the nature of these objects.
I know that in the past you've written all kinds of provocative material about what you've found even so far with the Galileo project, but you're not expecting that even in this classified information that there, for instance, is in Roswell, New Mexico, little cadavers of alien beings. That's not what you have in mind when you're talking about secret information the government hasn't shared.
No, not at all. I don't believe in any conspiracy theories. I just believe the government is not a scientific organization. It's focused on national security, and it will not release the data for that reason. And the discussions are so intriguing that I think scientists should get engaged and just collect even higher quality data on what's in the sky and then figure out what these objects are. And I think the public cares about it, and we would like to just figure it out in the scientific way by collecting evidence. And in the Galileo project, we have the instruments that are designed for that purpose, and we are starting to collect data now. We'll analyze them with artificial intelligence, and all the information we gather will be open to the public. That's the way science is done. I don't think the government would have been talking about it if it was clear that what they see as unusual objects are, are either natural or human-made. They just cannot figure out what these things are, so we will try to do the job and do it in the scientific way. And I don't expect, you know, if I had to guess, if it is indeed from outside of this Earth, we are talking about gadgets that are sophisticated, with maybe artificial intelligence, with technological capabilities that we don't possess at the moment, but we just need to look out and see what we find. And I'm completely agnostic about the nature of the objects or the purpose of the objects.
Okay, you in the past have gotten a great deal of attention writing about a near-Earth object, which is designated Oumuamua, which has a thin, flat shape and was pushed away from the sun without showing a cometary tail, like it's not a normal comet. What is it?
Yeah, so I was brought into this subject because, as an astronomer, only over the past decade we started discovering objects from outside the solar system as astronomers. And the first one that was reported was this object Oumuamua, roughly the size of a football field. And I don't know what it is, but clearly it's something that we've never seen before, because all that I suggested that maybe it is artificial in origin, and all the alternative proposals by mainstream astronomers were that it's a rock of a type that we've never seen before. I think it's very intriguing, so we are planning to observe other objects like it in the future. In the coming year or two, there will be an observatory in Chile that will be much more capable in surveying the sky than the one in Hawaii that discovered Oumuamua. But actually, 4 years before Oumuamua, together with my students, we realized that a meteor was spotted by missile warning systems that the government owns, and the data was public. And this meteor was tougher than iron. It was an object tougher than iron, roughly half a meter in size, that definitely came from outside the solar system. The U.S. government confirmed that, and it exploded near Papua New Guinea. We are planning to collect the fragments of it and figure out what it is.
Fascinating. Avi Loeb, you can read some of his most recent postings at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is a tenured professor at Harvard and will be part of this new effort by NASA, bringing together 16 scientists and experts exploring unidentified aerial phenomena. We will be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, we have had more than 40 school shootings during this year. That's shootings in which people are either killed or seriously injured. And what that means is that if you actually look at the numbers, it's been more than one a week. Let us hope the only school shooting of this new week is the one that occurred yesterday in St. Louis. We had known nothing about the gunman who died. And I think it is worth revisiting this just for a moment, because whenever something like this happens, there's always a great deal of focus on what the police could have done differently, what law enforcement or guards or the school safety. This handling by the St. Louis Police Department and by students at the school and people at the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, which is a magnet school in St. Louis, they handled it extraordinarily well. The story from AP, it says the 19-year-old gunman, they had said he was in his 20s. He wasn't. He was 19. He's still a teen. The 19-year-old gunman who killed a teacher and a 15-year-old girl at a St. Louis high school was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and what appeared to be more than 600 rounds of ammunition. That is an amazing amount of firepower. Orlando Harris, that's the name of the young man, also left behind a handwritten note offering his explanation for the shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. He had just graduated from there the year before. A 10th grader Alexandra Bell and 61-year-old physical education teacher Jane Kuksa died, and seven students were wounded. Police then killed Harris in an exchange of gunfire. The police chief, Michael Sack, read Harris's note in which the young man lamented that he had no friends, he had no family, he had no girlfriend, and a life of isolation. In the note, he called it the perfect storm for a mass shooter. Sack said Harris had some ammo strapped to his chest, he had some in a bag, and he had other magazines which were found dumped in stairwells. The attack forced students to barricade doors and huddle in classroom corners, jump from windows, and run out of the building to seek safety. One terrorized girl said she was eye to eye with the shooter before his gun apparently jammed, and she was able to run out. Several people inside the school said they heard Harris warn, "You are all going to die. You are all going to die." Thank God and thank the police department, only two people died. Harris, who was 19, graduated from the school last year. The FBI was assisting police in the investigation. The police chief, speaking at a news conference, urged people to come forward when someone who appears to suffer from mental illness or distress begins speaking about purchasing firearms or causing harm to others. And I know he's 19, he's over 18, but honest to God, to get when you're 19 years old, and obviously you say you have no friends, no family, no girlfriend, a life of isolation, there has to be some way to make it more difficult for him to acquire an AR-15-style rifle with 600 rounds of ammunition. Relatives of those killed mourn their losses. Alexandria was my everything, her father, Andre Bell, told KSDK-TV. She was joyful, wonderful, and just a great person. Alexandria is a 10th grader. She was outgoing, loved to dance, and was a member of the school's junior varsity dance team. The seven injured students are all 15 or 16 years old. All were listed in stable condition. Four suffered gunshot or graze wounds. Two had bruises, and one had a broken ankle, apparently from jumping out of the three-story building. A timeline of events. A 911 call came in at 9:11 a.m., alerting police of an active shooter. Officers, some off duty, wearing street clothes, arrived at 9:15 a.m. within 4 minutes of that 911 call. Police located Harris at 9:23 a.m. and began shooting at him. Harris was shot at 9:25. He was secured by police at 9:32 a.m. This is remarkable when you think about it, because what they're saying is it was 14 minutes total from the first notification of an active shooter to the time they took the guy down. Harris was armed with nearly a dozen 30-round high-capacity magazines, the police chief said. The Monday school shooting was the 40th this year, resulting in injuries or death, according to a tally by Education Week, the most in any year since it began tracking shootings in 2018. The response by some of the people who are eyewitnesses. Raymond Parks is a dance teacher. The gunman pointed his weapon at Raymond Parks at the school, but did not shoot him. And the kids in his class escaped outside, and Parks tried to stop traffic and get someone to call the police. They came immediately. You couldn't have asked for anything better, Mr. Parks said of the police response. Ashley Wrench said she was teaching advanced algebra to sophomores when she heard the loud bang. Then the school intercom announced, Miles Davis is in the building. That's our code for intruder, Wrench said. This is terribly alarming, and it's terribly sad, and it obviously is one of the challenges we have in American education. And one of the things that is interesting is that it comes along at a time when just yesterday, on Monday, the beginning of the week, they released these numbers from America's report card, which are devastating. Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, who was a big educational reformer when he was governor, writes in the Wall Street Journal, while much of the U.S. has returned to normal after the pandemic, the long-term academic harm to students endures. This school year is the first time many public school students return to in-person learning without mask requirements or learning disruptions. That's nearly 2.5 years since the beginning of the pandemic. For younger children, that's 25% or more of their lives so far. Since March 2020, we've seen the largest learning loss in modern history. This catastrophe wasn't inevitable, but what began as a school closings in response to COVID morphed into an international effort by teachers' unions to block the schoolhouse door. So what do you do about it? He has a number of important suggestions that are worth considering. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service, but no damage or injuries are reported. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for 2 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Additional information on the Orlando Harris, the 19-year-old who was killed yesterday during an attempted mass murder at a high school from which he had recently graduated in St. Louis. There now is information being released as they find out more about him, that not only did he leave a note feeling sorry for himself because he had no friends and no girlfriend and he said no family, but Orlando Harris did have a manifesto, and he left behind the manifesto for us all to read, which praises mass shooters. And again, monitoring somebody like that before he can purchase 600 rounds of ammunition and an AR-15. Is important. And again, police did remarkably well under the circumstances, and good for them. But meanwhile, we have a problem in American education. And the problem is not just the occasional spectacular tragedy, horror, outrage, like a mass shooting at schools. It's the daily failure of our education system. There's no reason in the world. You cannot explain why the United States of America, with all of our wealth and all of our outstanding achievement in a range of fields and endeavors, why we should have an education system that is far behind Finland. It's far behind Poland. It's way behind South Korea. What is the problem with the United States? Jeb Bush writes, former governor of Florida, former presidential candidate. He writes, the U.S. has a choice. Give up on a generation or confront this challenge head on. Some adults find it easier to give up. They won't say it out loud. They'll simply lower expectations, or they'll explain away the drop in scores, blaming the pandemic when scores had already begun to decline sharply before COVID hit. Rather than raise the bar, they'll dodge accountability, allowing today's low math and pathetic reading scores to become tomorrow's ceiling. That is unacceptable. The solutions are simple, says former governor of Florida. He says there are math and reading policies every state should immediately enact, and there are ways parents can contribute. Start with a call to all parents, guardians, and families, those who know their children best. You were called on to step up when COVID kept kids at home. Now you are needed again to help close those learning gaps. Any trusted adult in a child's life, parent, grandparent, uncle, aunt, whatever, should lean into this moment. Help students recover lost learning by reading for 20 minutes a day. That can be a parent reading to a child reading to a parent, or children reading to themselves. In addition, research has found that 30 minutes a week of extra math work can help students who are struggling or behind. If you aren't up to writing math equations for your kid, seek out free, high-quality online math tools. Early literacy is the foundation for long-term reading success. To ensure every child can read by the third grade and be ready to succeed in life, policymakers must ensure that all educators are trained in phonics and the science of reading. An evidence-based approach to teach the understanding of sounds, decoding, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension. This may require changing teacher prep programs in colleges of education, as well as installing literacy coaches in every elementary and middle school. Teaching models that include the so-called three-queuing approach, which asks students to look at pictures and guess instead of sounding out words, should be scrapped. Boy, is that for sure. It is a failed approach. Overcoming the pandemic-related education crisis is possible, writes Jeb Bush. For the next generation, we must abandon failed practices, rally around education excellence, and commit to helping children reach their full potential. And yes, that means a form of educational choice. Speaking of educational choice, they was just a choice. And again, you read a story like this, and you wonder, what country do we live in? A teacher at an Illinois high school was fired yesterday after he was recorded calling a student a racial slur in class last week. This is reported by CBS Chicago. What was the racial slur? Well, it began with N. Okay, it's the N-word. John Donovan, a math teacher who began teaching at Kankakee High School in August, Kankakee, Illinois, was terminated in unanimous vote by the district's Board of Education following an investigation into the Thursday morning incident. A video of the racist outburst, which ignited outrage across social media, shows Donovan using the N-word in reference to a male student who is exiting the classroom. As other students in the class gasp and laugh, Donovan shrugs and adds, "Well, I'm losing my job anyway." He certainly is and deserves it. The district superintendent, Dr. Ginevra Walters, told the Kankakee Daily Journal on Thursday that Donovan and the student had been discussing an unspecified prior incident when the situation escalated The other student's reaction, she added, was likely a fear response. They were in shock, and it was nervous laughter, she said. It was not like they thought it was funny. Look, it is not funny. You're a public employee. You're teaching in high school. And if you don't have enough control of yourself to avoid in front of your class calling one of your students the N-word, then honestly, you probably should find another profession. That would seem to be a recommended path to take. Meanwhile, the president, he was on the way to get another booster shot today. And he gave a speech that described the new strains of COVID as a new global health emergency. Listen, this is clip 17.
Some of our friends in Congress say we don't need COVID funding, or they say there's really no reason that the government should be paying for it. I strongly disagree. Strongly disagree. This is a global health emergency. If we really want to put COVID behind us, we have to keep up the fight together.
Okay, and what did he say just a few weeks ago when he was on 60 Minutes talking to Scott Pelley? Here's what he said about the pandemic then, about compared to the global emergency today.
Mr. President, first Detroit auto show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
Okay. Is there surprise that people think we're headed in the wrong direction? Having been told that the panic is over, and now we're told more booster shots because of a coming global health emergency. Look, it's important that people get out the right information. But one of the things I think we've learned from both the two most recent presidents is the president of the United States isn't always the best person to transmit that information, right? What about a warning from a former presidential candidate about... Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are so many trends recently that are annoying, disturbing, counterproductive, destructive. One of them has been the war against art. Now, Madame Tussauds waxworks are not necessarily high art, but look, people work very, very hard on these likenesses. People enjoy it. It is a major tourist attraction, Madame Tussauds in London. And now the latest is after attacking a Van Gogh with tomato soup or a Monet with mashed potatoes, the Just Stop Oil protesters, activists, have now attacked a waxwork version of King Charles III. That's right, the current monarch. They attacked him with chocolate cake, and it sounded like this. Listen, clip 11.
Destruction and poisoning of this planet. Now, of course, we are being confronted by these very children demanding immediate action, not just words.
We need to get action and not just words. And the way to get action is to attack a an effigy of King Charles III with chocolate cake. I sincerely hope that this particular trend runs its course quickly, very quickly. Something else that will run its course eventually is the lawsuit by Dominion. And Dominion, of course, is the voting machine company that is suing for literally billions of dollars a number of people who accuse them, and it does appear to be very groundless, accuse them of basically creating rigged election machines. And 60 Minutes over the weekend featured the CEO of Dominion Voting Systems, whose name is John Polis. And he actually sounded very sympathetic because, honestly, people have looked into this and they have a very good chance of winning some of their cases, because you can't simply go out there and say that these people are stooges for the Venezuelan government, or they're communists, or they're anti-American, therefore they are distorting elections through the Dominion voting machines. So on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper, John Polis described what part of his ordeal has been in trying to face these utterly groundless charges. Listen.
People have been put into danger. Their families have been put into danger. Their lives have been upended, and all because of lies. It was a very clear calculation that they knew there were lies, and they were repeating them and endorsing them.
It's important to you people admit what they said was wrong.
It's important to me. It's important to all the people whose families have been impacted by this. Anderson, my kids still are not allowed to get any package from the front door. Until we verify that it's actually from a trusted sender.
You're that concerned about somebody sending something to your house?
It's not unfounded concern.
People have done that.
People have done this. People are warning that they will continue to do this.
And again, some of that hysteria is now being reflected in Arizona. There's a great deal of legal action, pending lawsuit. There are people, some of them dressed in camouflage, some of them armed, who are spending the night, camping overnight, near drop boxes for mail-in ballots. And why? Because they assume that there's going to be some kind of nefarious activity. They're filming people. They have blocked out their license plates. The charge is that these are people are actually trying to discourage people from legally dropping off some of their mail-in ballots at drop boxes. But honestly, the notion that you need to have people watching the drop boxes to prevent another stolen election, that's every bit as suspect, it seems to me, is the idea that simply having people out there watching the watch boxes is going to somehow discourage people from voting. Neither development is particularly desirable. And speaking of desirable, Hillary Clinton is talking about a secret plan that she perceives about the coming presidential election 2 years from now. Here's the former candidate.
Hello, indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled.
Okay, this is paranoid and it is deeply misleading. And the claim that there is a secret right-wing plan to steal the election is every bit as specious and dubious as the claims that we've been hearing about for years about the, quote, secret left-wing plans to steal elections. It's profoundly irresponsible for a former Secretary of State and a former presidential candidate. And for her to join in this madness, it's pathetic. Meanwhile, not pathetic in terms of its acting, but somewhat disturbing in terms of its intensity, a new film with Harry Styles, Rupert Everett, and more. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
After 40 years, an aging English couple reunites with the gay, artistic free spirit who complicated their marriage from its very beginning. In the sad, intense look back at forbidden love in the 1950s, with Harry Styles playing a very divided officer of the law, it's called My Policeman. Now playing in theaters and soon streaming on Amazon Prime.
This love is all-consuming. Come with me, just you and I.
He's trying to destroy our marriage.
That's Emma Corrin, who's particularly good as the confused young wife, but the film is generally undermined by the fact that the older performers don't resemble the younger versions of themselves at all. Based on a popular novel, My Policeman is rated a strong R, with many lavish and graphic scenes of gay sex. It's easy to admire the movie's skill, but tough to warm up from the chill from these tormented characters and their divided lives. 2 stars for My Policeman. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking a little bit about a momentous State Department decision that is yet to be satisfactorily explained. The State Department has decided to skip International Pronouns Day this year. You may have been unaware of International Pronouns Day. I was. But we will explain all next time on the MedVed Show. Also, an announcement that there are 516 people who are going to be brought to trial this week for reportedly face charges that require execution. And the Chief Justice in Iran we're talking about says these individuals will be punished, meaning executed, and this punishment will be a disincentive. I think execution counts as a disincentive. We will cover that and the very latest in the ongoing countdown to very significant and very competitive elections that seem to be going on everywhere, all across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.